There was a recent study conducted, and they polled 2,000 churchgoers. And these churchgoers had adult children anywhere from the ages of 18 to 30. So in other words, they had, for the most part, raised children. What they wanted to know was simply this. The researchers wanted to know what parenting practices pay off over the long haul when it came to the faithfulness of their children. And so there were about 40 different factors that were considered. And these factors could all affect a child's moral development, spiritual development. The top factor, and this was the top factor by far. It was far, far above any of the other factors. And this factor predicted the greatest faithfulness. And it was whether the child regularly read the Bible while growing up. That was the number one factor by far over any of the others. Did they read the Bible regularly growing up? Well, what does that tell us? Well, God's Word truly changes lives. Just like God's Word says it does. It changes lives. Well, since we know reading the Bible on a regular basis is helpful in keeping us and our children faithful, what about memorizing God's Word? Memorizing God's Word. Now, this applies to everybody. Young to old and everything in between. Memorizing God's Word. Are there also benefits from memorizing Scripture? Well, the following is a partial list I've put together from a variety of sources over the years, and I think all of them show benefits of memorizing Scripture. Memorizing Scripture. I think most of us will say we don't use our minds as much as we could. Well, why don't we change that? Why don't we change that? Memorizing God's Word. The first benefit, and this is true of memorizing anything, but we're just focusing on God's Word, it helps us see detail. It helps us see detail. Now think about that, maybe going back to when you were, if you're older and you memorized poems maybe growing up. I remember memorizing poems. What did you have to do? Memorize every word. Remember what Jesus said? He was in the wilderness being tempted by Satan. And his first response to Satan was, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Every word. Every word in God's Word is important. So when we memorize it, then we're having to think about every single word. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we can kind of skim, can't we? And we don't always see every word. Not so when you memorize. When you memorize, you have to think about every single word. So in other words, it helps us focus on details. It helps us focus on the every word out of the mouth of God. Because Scripture is how God communicates to us. In other words, it's His final communication. His final communication. There's no more coming from Him. There's no other source of His communication. It's just this. This is what He's left. And so this is what He wants us to know. This is what He wants us to know. Everything in it. And that, of course, should motivate all of us to read and memorize God's Word. And it's important down to the smallest detail. Jesus even said it was important down to the smallest detail. If you have your Bibles, open them to Matthew 5 for just a moment. And we'll see what He says about that very thing. Matthew 5, we're going to read verses 18 and 19. Actually, it's 17 and 18. Matthew 5, verses 17 and 18. This is Jesus, part of his Sermon on the Mount. And he says, beginning in verse 17, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets." I'm talking about what we call the Old Testament. "I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." But what does that mean? Well, when you write Hebrew letters, there are little strokes, little marks you put on each letter. Sometimes it might be a bigger stroke than another time and so forth. Well, what he's saying is, even every tiny little part of a stroke was important. In Hebrew, by changing the little marks on the letters, it changes the meaning of the words. So Jesus said, not one tiny little detail is going to go left unfulfilled. So he's saying every little part was important. So when we memorize, we see all the parts. We see all the details. That makes it very important. That benefit alone is worth memorizing Scripture for. Number two, memorizing Scripture honors God. We have quotes that our principal sends to us every Friday. He sends a little newsletter out to all the faculty and staff about the coming week. And he always puts some quotes in there. And it could be about anything. But when you quote somebody, what you're doing is you're honoring what they have said. You consider it important enough to remember it. So it shows that it's meaningful. I know when my mom and dad passed from this world, what I'm going to have left is things I remember they said. Things I remember they said. And it's going to be important to me. It's going to be meaningful. Because when I think about those, I'm honoring my mom and dad. I'm showing them respect because I'm remembering what they said and how important it was to me. Well, that's what Scripture does when we quote Scripture. It comes from the mind of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That inspiration word there in the Greek language means God breathed. It came out from God. So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete or perfect, thoroughly or completely equipped for every good work. So all of Scripture is important. And when we quote it, we're honoring Him who wrote it, God Himself. So Scripture, memorizing it, it helps us see detail and it honors God. Number three, I've talked about this one before. It helps us triumph over sin. The psalmist said, Psalms 119, verse 9, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." Verses 9 and 11 of that great chapter. The whole chapter, all of Psalms 119, all 176 verses, longest chapter in the Bible, is about God's Word. Its importance. How it changes us. How valuable it is. It helps us triumph over sin. So as the temptation to sin tries to lure us, to bait us, to trap us, to ensnare us, what do? We call to mind a portion of Scripture. That applies to that temptation. If we're tempted to lie, or if we're tempted to gossip, or if we're tempted to slander, or if we're tempted to do whatever, Then when that temptation is presented to us, is baited by Satan, because he's the tempter, then we have something. We have that verse, those verses in our mind, in our heart, that says, do not lie to one another, as Paul told the Colossians. We have that in our memory. We don't always have a Bible with us. We don't. We don't always have a Bible with us. So it's much easier to resist temptation then, if you have some sort of passage that applies and you've committed it to memory. Again, this is what Jesus used to defeat Satan in the wilderness. If you're still there in Matthew chapter 4, notice what he says in verses 8 through 10. Matthew 4, verses 8 through 10. This is just one of the temptations that happened to Jesus in the wilderness. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. What did Jesus do? He did not have a Bible in front of him. So he quotes it, right? He quotes it. So Satan is trying and tempt him, and so what does he do? He comes back with what Paul calls the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 6, and he slays that temptation. Away with you, Satan. Again, it is written. It is written. So when we have that in our mind, then it's much easier for us to resist temptation. I'm amazed at how especially younger people can memorize. It's amazing. You know, there's a program in among Churches of Christ called Lads to Leaders and Leaderettes. And one of the things when they have their meetings is they memorize Scripture. And a lot of times they'll have young people that'll quote 100, 200, 300 verses nonstop. It's amazing what we can do when we try. Now, did they memorize all those at once? Of course not. One at a time, right? One at a time. That's what we need to do. 2 weeks from today, Lord willing, on New Year's Eve, I want to have a talk about next year, and that's what the lesson's going to be about, is what do we want to do next year, and what should we accomplish congregationally, what should we accomplish individually. Goals are important. So memorizing Scripture. Number four, memorizing Scripture helps us be conformed to Christ. This is a critical one. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Says this to us. This was written to Christians, so it's written to us about what we need to do. This is the last verse in that chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Now remember, again, he's talking about Christians. But we all, but Christians, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's like looking into a mirror. And when we just become Christians, we don't look alike. We don't look much like Christ in our attributes and our characteristics and our qualities. But over time, he says, we're transformed. So each day we look a little bit more like Christ in our behavior and in our thoughts and in our words. We look a little bit more like Him every single day. Now why does memorizing Scripture help us do that? Because that's how we see Christ. That's how I know what Christ looks like. This is what James says in James chapter 1. Turn over there with me, and you'll see in the very first chapter of James how we accomplish this. James chapter 1. Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, the gospel, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. What do? We look into the perfect law of liberty. Because that's where we see Jesus. Jesus does not walk among us physically. We don't have a recording of what Jesus looked like. So where do we find what Jesus looks like? Meaning his behavior and his actions, his thoughts, his words, his spirit, his attitude. It's in the Bible. So by memorizing Scripture, again, we see Christ. We see him through the Word. That's how we see our Lord. We see him through the Word. Because the Word reveals what he's like. You know, what would Jesus do in this case or that case? Or what would he say or not say? What would be his attitude in this case? We see Jesus through the Word. Number five. Memorizing Scripture helps us in sharing the gospel. So many times, at different times of my life, I wish I would have had more of the Bible memorized. Because opportunities to share the gospel come quite often when we don't have a Bible in our hand. We just don't have it in our hand. And so the more of God's Word that we have memorized, the better equipped we're going to be. Regardless of what it is that maybe someone has asked us about or something has happened. You know, that's what Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready always. To do what? To give an answer about what? To those who ask you a reason of the hope that's within you. Be ready always. How can I always be ready? Well, the more Scripture I have memorized, the better I'm able to respond, to communicate, to have a talk with, to answer someone's question. And so by memorizing Scripture, I'm just better able to give a reason to those people who ask me. Why do you go to this church? Or why do you believe this? Or why do you do that? Or why don't you go here with us? Or whatever. Be ready always to give an answer. So Scripture helps us in sharing the gospel. Regardless, again, of who we're talking with. Number six, memorizing Scripture helps us through difficult times. This is critical. And there's a number of places in the Bible that tells us about difficult times. Stressful times. Some of the best places, of course, to go are in the Psalms. In Psalms 46, the Bible says God's Word calms us. Psalms 46, beginning in verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still and know that I am God. So during stressful times, God's Word, knowing God's Word, like that verse, be still and know that I am God, can calm us. Can calm us. When we're afflicted, when some type of problem comes our way, it can give us hope. Psalms 119, verse verses 49 and 50. It says, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Your word has given me life. This affliction that he had, this problem, this situation, he said, he received comfort through God's word. So it helps us through difficult times. When we have tragedy, remember that the book of Lamentations was written about the destruction of Jerusalem some 580 some years BC. And the city was just devastated. Thousands of people had died. It was truly a horrific scene, a tragedy. And Lamentations, the book of Lamentations is about expressing sorrow and grief at what had happened. Well, in Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in verse 22, the writer says this, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says the soul, therefore I hope in him. So even in the midst of one of the greatest tragedies in history, the writer says, your compassions and mercies are new every morning. That's where I get my comfort. So memorizing Scripture can help us through very difficult times. The very last one, memorizing Scripture brings about God's blessings. Notice what was told to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This, of course, is about going into the promised land. Verse 8, Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Doing what? Meditating on God's word day and night. You will have great success. Your way will be prosperous. And of course, that's how the book of Psalms starts. Psalms 1 is all about the person who stands in God's word, who follows God's word. He's going to be like a tree planted by the water. The leaves will be green. The roots will be strong. He will prosper. He'll be strong. He'll persevere. The one who stands in God's word. It's very important to memorize Scripture. We live in a time when people don't memorize too many things. But memorizing God's word has great consequences, great results. And if we spend time memorizing anything, let's spend time memorizing God's word. It brings life. Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. What God's word says is important. Like Jesus said, man, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We need to commit more of God's word to memory. Memorize it. Memorize some every day, and it's amazing how much we can do. God's word brings life. The word of truth. Because in it is revealed how we can have eternal life. If we repent and are baptized, we can have our sins washed away and we can come up a new creature. He reveals how we can continue to be faithful in God's sight because we can repent, confess our wrongs, and His blood continues to cleanse us. Marvelous promises, marvelous blessings. And this morning you may want to respond to that invitation. And if you do, I encourage you now as we stand and sing.